Welcome to Transcendental Theatre. Drama West now presents a short play entitled Lust, Anger and Greed. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains how a person is influenced by divine and demoniac natures. The Lord says, there are three gates leading to this hell. Lust, anger, and greed. Every sane man should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. And now, lust, anger, and greed.
What is that? What's going on here? Lust, it's you.
Anger, my dear friend.
Well, what do you want?
Oh, anger. It's so good to see you again after all this time.
Oh, leave me alone. I'm sick of everything. I'm in a bad mood.
I thought you and I could get together and we could have a real good time.
Why should I? I hate you. I hate everybody.
Oh, anger. Don't be so angry. Tell me, why are you so upset?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because I'm frustrated. I can never get what I want, and so I'm angry.
Listen, I've got a great idea how we can enjoy like anything.
Oh, what is it? Hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Believe me, it's a foolproof plan. Where have you been?
You know me, Lust. I've been everywhere looking for more. More gold, more jewels, more intoxication, more power. You name it, I must have it more and more.
Oh, Greed. It's so wonderful to see you again. Tell me, how are you?
I can't complain, really, but I could have more. Yes, I must have more. Otherwise, life is just a bore.
Well, don't worry. I've got a perfectly demoniac scheme for enjoying that is so abominably good. It'll send shivers up your spine.
That sounds nice, but I want the biggest share. I need more than anyone else, and I don't care if everyone else goes without, so long as I have the most.
Oh, Greed. You're so greedy. It makes me quite envious.
Oh, come on, Lust. Get a move on. I'm getting impatient.
All right, now. Here's the plan. I happen to know there's a fat old merchant who's coming this way, and he's rich like anything. When he comes, we'll jump him, beat him, and take all his money. And that's just the beginning.
That sounds great, but I want the biggest share.
Well, I don't care. Just so long as I get to kill him. Can I kill him? Can I, Lust?
Well, all right. If you must.
Shh. Here he comes now.
It's him. La-ti, la-ta, la-ti, la-ta, 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 la-ti.
Shall I go to the mountains of the north, or the mountains of the south, to the plains of the east, or the coast of the west? Whichever way I choose to go, I must continue to play the game. Acquisitions of precious jewels I need for my name and fame.
What? Wait a minute. What is this? Who are you? What do you want? Leave me alone. I haven't done anything. Oh, please. Please leave me alone. I'm just a poor old merchant.
Poor man. You're a liar. Hold him, Anger. Search him, Greed.
He has nothing. Not even a penny.
Nothing? I thought you said he was a rich man, Lust.
No money? But you had so much money. What happened to it all? Are you hiding it somewhere?
No. No, honestly. I did have a great deal of money. But I lost it all.
Lost it all?
Yes. Gambling.
Gambling? How irresponsible. How sinful. Anyway, you know the wages of sin. Anger, kill him.
Right.
No, wait. Listen, if you spare me, I shall tell you where you can find riches beyond your wildest dreams.
Yes? Tell us where.
Listen, it's a huge chest full of gold, rubies, pearls, and diamonds. And I will tell you if you promise you will not kill me.
Of course, we wouldn't do such a thing. You have my word. Now go on, tell us, where is the treasure?
Okay. First you must find the path of attachment and follow it into the forest of entanglement. Then cross over the river of illusion and keep going until you get to the mountains of fear. Climb the mountains to the top, and there you'll find the cave of death. Inside that cave, you will find what you are seeking.
I'll be the richest person on the face of the earth.
Yes, yes, we all will be. Thank you, old man. You've done very good. Okay, Anger, you can kill him now.
Right.
What? No, you promised. You gave your word.
You've got a lot to learn, old man. Never trust the word of a materialist. Greed, anger, let us find the path of attachment.
Yes, let's go. The great forest up ahead.
Of course we can see it. I think we're blind or something.
It must be the forest of entanglement.
Yes, we'll soon be rich.
Yes, yes, we'll soon be rich.
Well, come on then. Let's go. Oh, hurry up, you two. I hate this rotten forest.
Which way do we go now?
That way looks the best.
No, no, it's that way.
What do you say, Lust?
That way.
I hope this is the right way.
We're lost, aren't we?
Yeah.
Will you two stop squabbling? Just think of all that glittering gold.
Yes, all that gold. All mine.
Look, the River of Illusion.
The River of Illusion. But it looks very deep and dangerous.
It's kind of cold, too.
Oh, come on. In you go.
Oh.
You too, Greed. Come on.
Come on. Just think of all that glittering gold.
All right. I'll do anything for riches.
It's not that deep. Just a little bit further now, friends. We'll have our wildest dreams fulfilled.
If there is any gold... I'll bet that old man was lying.
Look, there's the mountains of fear.
Yes. Yes. The mountains of fear. They look rather high, don't they?
Oh, you two. You're cowards. agreed. You first. And now you, Lust.
I'm falling! I'm falling!
Look, Lust, will you stop messing around? There's no time for it.
There must be easier ways of getting rich.
You shut up as well, Grease. Shut your mouth or I'll put my fist in it.
Charming, I'm sure.
Come on, you two. Just think of all that glittering gold.
Look, the Cave of Death. It looks very dark inside.
Well, I'm not afraid. Just follow me.
Present lives, go no further, for this is the Cave of Death.
Yeah? And who are you?
I am Samsara, better known as Rebirth.
Well, you can't hold us back from going inside.
I won't try, but you should be aware. No man that ever entered this cave being attached to the material world ever came out alive.
Death will come when it comes.
Yes, we live for the moment.
The more we have, the more we want, so that we can enjoy without any limit.
Yeah.
They must come from that part of the world which is haunted by the delusion that man was created out of nothing, and that his present birth is his first and only existence.
Now cut out all this fancy talk, or I'll cut your throat!
Very well. You have your free will. Do as you like.
Well done, Anger. Good man.
That was nothing. I've seen her type before.
I'm gonna look for the treasure. Oh! What's this? Anger! Is this it?
This is it!
The treasure! Reincarnation!
Philosophy!
Let's put it over here.
Come on, open it up!
Yes.
Is it? It's a treasure!
Listen! We have to split this three ways, all right? Lust, greed?
Yes?
Yes, yes, of course. We must do things honestly.
Honestly? When have you ever done anything honest, Lust?
Very funny. Anyway, we made it. We're rich. We're rich!
This calls for celebration. I saw some wine in the other part of the cave. I'll go bring some for all of us.
Well, hurry up then. I don't want to stay here too long.
Hey, Anger.
What?
If we split this treasure two ways instead of three, there'd be a lot more for you and me.
Oh, yeah. But what's Greed gonna think about that? I'm sure she'll like that idea. How are you gonna persuade her?
No. Not persuade her. Bump her off.
Bump her off?
Come on, Anger. You're man of the world. All we have to do is this. When she comes, I'll distract her. You sneak up behind her and... That's the end of Greed.
I like your style, Lust. Shh. Here she comes. Act naturally.
I'll give them some wine, all right. With the addition of a few drops of cyanide. Just for a little touch of flavor. After all, why should I split the treasure in three ways when there is just enough for one? Me. Here we are, boys. The wine for our celebration.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Greed. Who says there's no honor amongst thieves? Oh, why don't you set that down over there while we divvy up the booty?
Very well.
Greed! Look out behind you! A snake!
What? Where? Crossers, gold, jewels, all mine.
You must understand it was nothing personal, my friend. Purely a business arrangement.
Let's drink on it.
All right, I'll take the bottle.
A toast. To fortune.
To fortune. What's the matter with you, Lust? Can't you take a drink?
Poison.
Poison? Oh, poison.
What about the gold?
Oh, shut up.
But the jewels. Our plans.
Shut up or I'll kill you!
For the soul, there is never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He is eternal, unborn, prime evil, and is not slain when the body is slain. The souls of these fools are in great danger. Where are they now? They did not understand that there are 8,400,000 species of life which the soul must pass through, beginning with aquatics and ending in this human form of life. To receive a human body is a rare gift of God, for it is the only species which can inquire about the purpose of life. It is obvious that these poor fools were only interested in satisfying the desires dictated by their senses, which made them no better than the animals. Whatever a man is thinking at the time of death, that state he will attain without fail in his next birth.